We are joined right now by a senior NFL writer for Yahoo. He's also a Hall of Fame voter. He's the co-host of the Yahoo Sports NFL podcast. He is Therese Paylor. My man, Therese, there are a lot of things I want to talk to you about, but before we do that, how are you doing, and what have the last few weeks been like for you?
Appreciate it. I'm doing okay. We're doing good. I've been heartened by some of the events of the last couple of weeks. It's been stressful just kind of seeing everything that's going on in the tragedy after George Floyd's death. But I do believe the heart of life is good, okay? So I'm very optimistic about the amount of people that have shown up in the streets to let people know that wasn't okay and to try to get real tangible change.
Therese Paylor is joining us. You know, as you have written, quote, "To be black in America is to live in a constant state of complex emotions," end quote. I mean, some of the emotions are frustration about 400 years of inequality and the basic fear that something could happen to you at any time due to an unfortunate encounter with the police. So how do you process and live with those emotions? What is that like?
Well, honestly, Jim, you just get used to it. You know, I grew up in Detroit, first person in my family to go to college. And I was fortunate to have an amazing home structure, mother, father, loving family. And that really helped me kind of accomplish some things in my career I'm incredibly proud of for my family, okay? And my mom actually listens to you too, Jim. So
I like that.
You'd like
nice.
To hear that.
Good.
She loves you, actually. Anyway, you know, you get used to it. And there's definitely a sense of share community when we do well as a people and individually, but it's always important to remember to reach back and help others, and I've certainly tried to do that. And honestly, part of that sense of community comes from knowing that, you know, like you said, for 400 years, for at least 350 of them, there have been laws and all kinds of things baked into kind of the fabric of the country that have led to the socioeconomic challenges that a lot of African Americans have, right? So it's something that you know, it's something that you have to use as motivation to kind of strive forward. And, you know, it's honestly tough because you do get reminded of it every now and then, but, or certainly more than that, depending on what month it is. But I will say, you know, that has motivated me throughout my life to accomplish a lot of things I never thought I was ever going to accomplish.
Therese Paylor is joining us once again. You know, so go back to Wednesday, if you would, for a minute. Drew Brees said that he would never support anyone disrespecting the flag. What was your reaction, and what went through your mind when you first heard those comments?
Well, I knew what was coming, Jim. You know, I think the African-American players that I've talked to, the biggest reason they're frustrated is because there's always the equivalency of kneeling during the flag and disrespect. And the thing that's frustrating about it is because multiple times they said, hey, you know, this is not about disrespecting the flag. In fact, multiple times players have said, hey, we love this country too. Marcus Peters, you know, I used to cover the Chiefs on a full-time basis. And when he was in the locker room, it was a big, you know, hullabaloo about him, you know, sitting during the anthem. But I interviewed him one-on-one about that, and he was really earnest, honest, and sincere about how much he loves this country, and he wants to see it better as well. You know, and I think the reason that it's so frustrating is because while I think you and I can agree, Jim, the great thing about America is you have freedom of speech. We can all look at something differently and have a different opinion about it. The problem is, on this specific thing, many people who don't give legitimacy to the causes of police brutality and the causes of racial inequity use that, the flag, disrespect of the flag, as, and maybe they don't even know they're doing it, but by bringing it up and like hammering that point home, it's a way to take away and distract from the message they're trying to hit home. And I can't tell you how many players have told me that. And that's why it's so frustrating. And that's why I spoke to DeMario Davis on Friday. And that's why I wrote a story on Friday about, hey, listen, you know, Trump said this. Drew Brees said this. Roger Goodell said this. But the thing that really matters, don't forget, are these causes. Many people can agree on the causes. Don't fall for the okey-doke, for this other stuff coming. That stuff doesn't matter. What matters is these causes, these players really genuinely care about, because even if they haven't had issues in some of these areas because their money has protected them from that, they may have had it when they were younger, or they almost certainly know somebody who did. So that's why it matters to them, and that's why they want you to remember to focus on these issues in real tangible ways to help them fight for those causes.
Therese Paylor is my guest, and yes, I do agree with you when you say that. You know, Breeze himself has apologized for the remarks. What do you make of the apology, and then how much work does he need to do to earn back the trust of his teammates?
I'm pretty forgiving. So, because we all make mistakes, right? Like, we're not perfect. We all have things in our life we look at and we say, God, I'd like to have that one back, you know?
Sure.
But, like, you know, I talked to DeMario about this, and this was even before he released the rebuttal of Trump on Friday night. You know, the important thing to do is when you make a mistake, you own the mistake. You say why you were wrong, which Breeze has done. And then to truly move forward, and this is what relates to your question, Jim, you have to give that person grace, okay? Now, DeMario Davis is a team captain, very good player, very well-respected, a member of the Players Coalition. And he said this. He's like, I know it's hard to give people grace because black people have been giving people grace for 400 years in this country, right? But that doesn't change the dynamic of how you heal from that as a team. Like, he admitted he was wrong. He explained why he was wrong in it in countering Trump. And now as a team, they got to go out there. They got to give him the grace, accept that apology, and move forward. And I think from Drew Brees' perspective, and this is really the challenge of America in general when trying to heal this rift here, you got to make real tangible changes, okay? You got to do things to make people, African-Americans, understand, hey, we understand the issue. We're trying to fix it. So, like, you have to keep this same energy. This can't be a 1 or 2 week thing. If you feel some sort of way about what happened to George Floyd, you need to keep that energy and do things in your own life and your workplace to help African Americans. You need to do things at the ballot boxes to help African Americans. It's got to be a conscious choice you make and something that you have to do. And I thought, he told me that was a microcosm, you know, what the Saints locker room has to do is a microcosm for America. And I thought that was really prescient, and that made a lot of sense to me. So I think that's the best way to answer that.
We're talking to Therese Paylor. What you're saying, in fact, you wrote this as well, quote, black Americans need your help. Nothing is going to change until Americans in general are determined as black Americans are to change things, quote, end of quote. I mean, it truly is a powerful challenge. Can you just elaborate on that for a moment? And what are you looking for people to do? People who are listening, what would you like to see?
Well, it goes, I mean, first it starts with acknowledging the problem. Like, you do that. It's like, okay, hey, black people have been talking about this for decades, but especially in the last 4 years, okay, this has coalesced to this one point. So you got to recognize, okay, we understand that there's an issue here. We're going to have empathy for that issue, and we're going to support legislation and policies to help change it. Now, that's a big answer, though. If you're at home and you're wondering what you've got to do, it's as simple as honestly staying in touch on the news. You got to look at local elections. You got to read your local paper because they actually do a really good job covering your local issues. They really do. And that goes beyond the opinion section. Don't worry about that. The news size sections, they cover what's happening in your community. Read them. Find out what ballots, what legislation's on the ballot, and then vote accordingly. I think we got a really unique opportunity in this country right now because there's so much support behind this cause to make a real dent in something that African Americans have been dealing with for decades. And I mean, honestly, Jim, you know, we've seen a lot of videos over the last weeks and last months and last years, right? You know, I think the thing you got to remember is if you're tired of hearing about African Americans complain about this stuff, imagine how tired, you know, we kind of are complaining about it. And one more thing, in that way, cell phones have been a good thing because, you know, I remember even my parents telling me stories about stuff they'd heard or seen and how I need to act if I'm ever in an encounter with police, right? And that is a common conversation African Americans have. So, you know, in a lot of ways, people are now just kind of seeing what African Americans have been talking about within our own communities for a really long time. So I think, honestly, Jim, it just comes down to having an open heart, an open mind, having empathy, and really doing some work on your own and figuring out what you can do to support legislation and policies to help change these things.
Therese Paylor is a senior NFL reporter for Yahoo Sports joining us once again. So before you go, you had the video that was released from Michael Thomas, Patrick Mahomes, Tyrann Mathieu, and other stars, a powerful video. And then the commissioner, Roger Goodell, released a video in response to that. What was your reaction to his video?
You know, I'm glad he did it. When I've done reporting for other stories about the NFL trying to solve its diversity problem, I've heard from multiple people that Roger Goodell wants to like fix this, right? And part of being an ally to a community is like admitting there's a problem and doing it in a public way. And I think it's relevant that he did that on the same day that Donald Trump tried to give Drew Brees kind of a pat on the back, because that's not something that he would have. I mean, that's just not something that they did a couple years ago. I mean, Lord, the NFL tried to do as much as they could to stay out of Donald Trump's crosshairs. So from that perspective, that was meaningful, and we need to acknowledge that. But I think going forward, two things we got to recognize. Number one, he's the commissioner, but he doesn't represent all 32 owners. Like, at the end of the day, you know, these owners, you know, they have to kind of come aboard that as well, right? So there's a certain limit to how much influence just Roger Goodell saying that has. The second thing, though, is that, okay, you made this statement, you made it clear where you're at, again, which is a challenge for all of America, because America's only 13% black, you know, keep that same energy going forward. That's what the NFL has to do. They've got to keep the same energy going forward. So that means when players start kneeling in the fall, which they almost certainly will, you know, you don't start diving into things to, like, curtail it. Like, let players have their freedom of speech, support your players, and keep this thing moving. And most importantly, don't let the kneeling thing become a distraction to these common causes. These causes are what matters, not the kneeling, right? That's the point. Don't get distracted by that part of it. You got to remember, hey, there are different things here that the players want to fix. Don't just support them on the kneeling. Make sure you have real tangible efforts to help them on those other fronts to actually make real change in the areas of police brutality and racial inequality.
Therese Paylor, my guest. All right, so last thought. To your point, there are going to be players kneeling. How do you think the league is going to respond when they peacefully protest racist police brutality in 2020? How different will it be this time?
Well, I think Goodell, and this is why it's important that he did it, he looked like a hypocrite if they take, like, tangible change against it now. Like, you know, he's kind of put himself out there now. Like, by doing it, the indication is that you kind of are okay with it, that you're good with it, that you're going to let players peacefully protest. And there's strength in numbers in that way. I think the more players who do it, the more the stronger the cause is going to get. So I think because Goodell made the statement, my hunch is that they're just going to let it ride. But it's also on those teams to let that be the case, too, and the 32 owners. Because Roger Goodell works for them, and at the end of the day, you know, they still call shots.
That to me is what it comes down to. I mean, he can have that video, and I think that's a good start, but that can't be the end of that. And it's going to be about the 32 owners and how they react this time. He is a senior NFL writer for Yahoo. He is a Hall of Fame voter and the co-host of the Yahoo Sports NFL podcast, Therese Paylor. Man, good to get caught up with you, Therese. Appreciate you.
Anytime, Jim. You know that.
Yeah, man, you too. Have a great day. Thank you very much, Therese Paylor. So additional food for thought. And again, I understand that a lot of you have had about enough of this, but it's not going away, nor should it.